Welcome to this custom deep dive. Our mission today is to unpack a July 2026 Broker Times article to expose a massive hidden shift happening right now in the Australian mortgage market.
Yeah, and it's a completely different landscape than what most people think.
Exactly. Like, forget the usual headline-grabbing rate cuts. We're looking at a stealth war where the weapons aren't interest rates, but the very rules of how you borrow.
Right, the mechanics of the loans themselves.
Yeah. So, okay, let's unpack this. Major banks, you know, like ANZ and NAB, they are slamming the brakes.
Tightening their verification process.
Right, making it much harder to get a loan. But the smaller non-banks and mutuals, they are just throwing the financial gates wide open.
Yeah, the article explicitly calls it a capacity story, not a rate story.
Exactly.
But what's fascinating here is the underlying strategy. Because loan application volumes have just dried up, smaller lenders desperately need to buy market share.
I mean, slashing interest rates is just a weak short-term move, right?
Yeah, totally. Because the big banks can match a rate cut in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they have the capital.
Exactly. So instead, these non-banks are fundamentally changing their structural policies, like maximum loan terms or, you know, deposit requirements.
Because a major bank simply can't undo its entire risk framework overnight to compete with that kind of structural shift.
Right. Way harder to unwind.
And here's where it gets really interesting, because some of these new policies sound wild. Like, Pepper Money is now offering up to a 98% LVR.
Oh, wow. 98%.
Yeah, meaning they are letting people buy property with just a tiny 2% deposit.
Which is incredibly low.
I know. And they're allowing this on tiny, like, 30 square meter high density inner city units.
That is wow.
While simultaneously tripling the maximum loan size for those specific places to $3 million.
See, taking on a 98% LVR on a micro apartment is incredibly risky.
Yeah, totally.
Which is precisely why the major banks have traditionally blacklisted them.
Right.
But the aggression doesn't stop there. Like, consider AMP Bank's new Equity Flex product.
Okay, what's that one?
They've rolled out a 40-year investor loan that gives borrowers up to 10 years of interest-only payments.
10 years?
Yeah, completely skipping any reassessment at the end of that decade.
Well, I actually have to push back a bit on how revolutionary that AMP loan is, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, reading through the mechanics, it feels like giving a pilot a longer runway, but not a bigger plane.
Right.
The bank still assesses the borrower's ability to repay based on a standard 30-year principal and interest setup.
Yes, they do.
So extending the term to 40 years doesn't magically create new borrowing capacity. You know, you can't actually borrow more money just because the timeline is longer.
That pilot analogy is spot on, and it highlights the real purpose of the product. The goal isn't to hand out more debt.
Right.
It's a survival mechanism. We are seeing a ton of asset-rich property investors facing a severe cash flow squeeze right now.
Because they're bracing for those government tax changes.
Exactly. The anticipated 2027 changes to negative gearing.
Right. The system where investors use property losses to reduce their tax bill.
Yeah. So if those tax benefits shrink, these investors will just bleed cash.
Wow.
AMP's 40-year term is purely about shrinking monthly repayments to offer cash flow relief.
Just helping people afford to hold on to properties they already own.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, this frantic scramble to find structural loopholes isn't just limited to standard property investors either. It is bleeding heavily into the retirement space.
Oh, definitely.
We have an August 10th cutoff looming for self-managed super funds, where the government is banning new limited recourse borrowing arrangements. You know, LRBAs.
Right. And to put that simply, an LRBA allows a retirement fund to borrow money to buy a property without putting the rest of the fund's cash at risk.
Right.
The government is banning these to curb risky speculation with people's retirement savings.
Makes sense.
Because of this impending ban, conservative lenders like Think Tank are completely shutting their doors to any new SMSF residential approvals.
But where one lender sees a closed door, another finds a window. La Trobe Financial has done a brilliant pivot.
They really have.
They launched a fast refi pathway targeting the existing SMSF backbook, meaning, you know, the billions of dollars in loans that are already out there in the market.
The mechanics of that move are incredibly clever. The government ban only stops new borrowing.
Right.
It doesn't wipe out the existing loans. So La Trobe is offering to refinance those older loans based entirely on the borrower's past repayment history.
Just completely bypassing standard income assessments.
Exactly. As long as the new monthly repayments are lower, They're basically scooping up a massive captive audience.
So what does this all mean for you, the average borrower looking at this landscape?
Oh.
You have the major banks locking you out while non-banks roll out the red carpet with 2% deposits and 40-year terms. It sounds incredibly tempting.
It is tempting, but it creates a massive compliance and safety trap, specifically around the best interest duty, or BID.
Right. The legal obligation ensuring a loan is actually suitable for the borrower.
Exactly. Just because Pepper Money will approve you for a 98% loan on a tiny apartment doesn't mean it's safe.
No, definitely not.
Putting down only 2% leaves you with almost zero equity. If property prices dip even slightly, you owe more than the asset is worth.
An asset that is notoriously hard to sell.
Right. Market availability does not equal personal suitability.
That is such a crucial point. This deep dive really proves that financial competition has evolved.
It really has.
It's no longer about who has the cheapest interest rate. It's about lenders actively rewriting the structural rules of how and what you can borrow just to stay relevant in a tightening economy.
Which leaves a rather urgent question to consider for you listening. If non-bank lenders are aggressively scooping up all these high-risk, 40-year, cash-flow-strained loans that the major banks are deliberately rejecting, what happens to the structural stability of those non-banks if the Australian housing market faces a sudden, severe downturn?
Suddenly that standard, boring rate cut doesn't sound so bad, does it? Something to mull over.